you I sigh. For you, dear, only.
Do you hear that?
Why haven't you seen it?
Is that the one with Amy Winnis?
Yeah, she might come in.
All for you.
That, I see your big hair.
Body and soul.
Hey, let me see that clock.
Let's see that what? I'm turning up a little bit.
There she is. Well, anyways, there's our 30 seconds. So, that's Tony Bennett. And
is known for
featuring Amy Winehouse. And the song's called Body and Soul.
Oh, well, there you go, guys.
And,
let's start it.
Hey, look, it's...
Ooh, what's that?
I farted together a new intro.
Ooh, that's peppy.
Hey guys, this is Matt and Zach at the Done in 30 podcast.
And it's gone so quick.
Yeah, it is.
You could turn me back down again.
I can turn you down?
I mean, unless you want me to hold the mic away from like this far away.
I don't know.
I really enjoy breathing on the microphone when I talk into it. I want to get my germs all up in it.
I just enjoy breathing
heavily.
Period. Yeah. Like that cat asterisk breathes heavily.
Heavy breathing.
Yeah, heavy breathing. So I can't even do that right.
It's just got like the parentheses bracket. It's just heavy breathing. Son of a bitch. Okay. Anyways, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Done in 30 with Matt and Zach. I'm Zach.
I am Matt.
Damn, we got it down.
On this day in all days.
May the 15th, 2015.
15-15-15.
We are approximately... 5-15-15.
Yeah. There was a thing...
approximately 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On a Friday.
On a Friday night, so, you know...
We could be clubbing, but instead we're clubbing our heads on this mic, I guess.
We could be clubbing for seals, but nay. Instead, we club on the microphones. That's poetry.
It is. Def Jam. What?
What? You got a problem with that?
I'm getting a dirty look from the producer in the room.
Yeah, the crowd is sliding us.
Yeah, Indianapolis, how you doing out there?
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
So
guess
who's...
said
Indianapolis, how you doing out there?
Not a live show.
Yeah, well, it's live now, motherfucker. Tell you what.
I mean, we're alive and we're doing the show, so in a way it's a live.
Yes, but when this show, video gets uploaded to the YouTube, it's gonna be quite not live.
That would be kind of fun to like pretend to be in a live setting and then upload it later.
Yeah, if we actually had some people over. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Or we could
It's after 11 p.m. so this episode is going to contain a lot more graphic language from me, so
there you go,
deal with it.
Done and dirty. All right, I wanted to talk about my graduation party.
Yeah, take the floor, baby.
Which you were at. I graduated last Sunday.
Yes, sir. Whoop. Matthew's, you're a man now.
I am. I flew the coop.
We took you to the brothel and made it official.
Other disapproving looks. Burt Reynolds was there. It was a hoot.
Oh man, Burt Reynolds was there. Fuck.
Yeah, it was the best whorehouse in Texas.
I guess I got there a little late. Nice guys finished last though. Remember that.
Something. Bad News Bears.
Was he in the original Bad News Bears?
I don't know. I think so.
I'm only thinking of Billy Bob Thornton's version, but that's like the remake, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are just going to hate me for bringing that up. But
so we had the commencement proper in the convention center.
Yes, and
I had two commencements.
Yeah, and how many students were there, Matt?
A lot, buttload. There are so many students that they had to divide it into 2 days. Please, and then they had to divide the days into two different times.
Oh my, really?
Yeah, no, of course I was the early one. Which is fine. I mean, I get to get there, get it done and get out.
Oh no, that's ridiculous. Two different days, two different sittings.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It literally took four sittings to complete one graduation.
Well, it's like the different schools.
Okay, that's true.
For my school, we had the commencement proper where everyone stands up and moves to the left. Everybody moves to the left. And then we broke off into our own little schools, and then we walked the stage.
Oh, sure.
I think the second one was actually longer than the first one. There were like a lot of people with Pope hats and stuff. I didn't realize that I was like in the world of Dungeons and Dragons, and they're like clerics and
Pope
all kinds
hats?
Of craziest. Yeah, they had these like weird hexagonal hats that are like poofy.
Are those the valedictorian students?
Or no, these are like the professors and deans and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And the fancier your job title, the fancier your outfit was.
Oh, sure. Naturally. I mean, the most, the more prestige, the more ridiculous your outfit can be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's however much you can get away with.
So does that mean if I get a master's degree, I can just dress like a jackass?
Yes.
If you, if you get a doctorate, I can be naked and then say, no, this is part of my thesis.
Okay, so I have a dumb question. Doctorate is what, 8+?
Yeah.
But what is a master's? Is that six?
Oh,
okay. So if you, okay, so it's 2 years of grad
school.
Yeah,
it's like 2, 4, 6, 8. And sometimes you have to get the 8-1 done and longer than 8. Because you have to contribute something to the field. You have to research something new.
Like you get your doctorate in a certain subject, but you also have to have like field experience?
You have to write like a thesis. This is what I understand. You have to write a thesis paper. You have to further the field in whatever research. You don't necessarily have to have field work, but I'm sure it's good for your...
It looks good.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to get a solid thesis.
Or get yourself a big boy job.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Speaking of big boy... Actually, no, I'll take a step back.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have to transfer.
Two commencements. Second one was... second one was longer than the first one. I walked the stage... I shook my department chair's hand, and I'd been like sent to his office for unrelated, like just shenanigans.
Robot house.
So
animal house.
So he was glad to see me leave.
Oh, that's, man, that's unfortunate.
He shook my hand a little bit too hard.
Oh, yeah, really?
He's like, yeah, there you go.
All right, Matthew, it was good knowing you.
Yeah, get the heck out.
Get out.
And then the teachers were aligned in on chairs. And I went through the teachers, so, and I was just like slapping hands like...
So you just go through the gauntlet of educators?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that's fun.
I made him chuckle, which is the important part.
Oh, sure.
And then after the commencement, we went over to my folks' place.
Whoop, whoop.
Where you met us and we ate cake.
It was...
And we're merry.
First time seeing your parents' new house.
Pretty big, right?
Oh, boy, it is big. And your brother, I'm kind of jealous. He's got an entire basement to himself.
Yeah, it's like a flat.
It is more than a flat. There's, oh my God, there's so much room. The bedroom that he's in, I mean, he's got his own bathroom in there.
Yeah, he can really just put all this stuff in there, but I guess he likes the openness of the downstairs.
Well, who wouldn't? It's freaking bigger than your apartment.
It reminds me of that scene where Morpheus is like tied up in the chair in the Matrix, and he's in a skyscraper.
They're trying to break him for the knowledge of.
Yeah, it's like that, but with carpet.
Passcode. Really?
That's what I think. That's
like
down there.
Like it's like the 40th floor of an office building.
Exactly. It's just open space.
It is very open, and I'm very jealous. But I also would not want to live with my folks at this time. So you know. Yeah. I'll take my independence elsewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, and for those of you that are curious, Matt and I are a little congested. And
yeah,
no,
we're
it's
like
not related.
Sniffly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like something in the air, the fact that it's raining or pollen count.
Okay, so according to our allergy expert on the couch there, the pollen count is high. We are at DEFCON level red. The pollen count. Jesus, take your medicine.
We got an F Cottonwood.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the pollen falling off the tree going straight into your eyeball.
Like, everyone's so congested right now, even the trees are sneezing.
Yeah.
That's funny. If only I had a rim shot set up for that joke. Well
but,
done.
Yeah.
But
So I saw people there that I hadn't seen in a long,
yeah,
long time.
Yeah, you had some really cool family there. Your
saw my grandpa.
Yeah, Elizabeth's mother showed up.
Yeah, her brother showed up.
Her brother showed up.
The bros met up.
Yeah, I finally got to meet. Finally got to meet your brother and your mom. Very awesome people. Kind of embarrassed myself after I used her previous marriage last name. Didn't really know.
Oh, they're just giving you shit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not her maiden name. There was a divorce involved.
I don't go by that name anymore.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not
a Mrs.
Well, but you just try and.
Is she not a Miss?
It's Ms.
Ms.
With 11 Z's. Ms. I'm sure that felt nice in the ears. So I drank beers, or Mary hung out outside on the porch.
You drank beers. I splurged and had a soda pop.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to run that off later.
Well, I've been all that back on the sodas.
So. Yeah. It's a good thing to cut back on.
I actually didn't have any for like 4.5 months, 5 months. Yeah,
nice.
It's May. So yeah, it's been 5 months, but I just said, you know what? I'm tired of being miserable. I'm going to drink whatever the hell I want. So yeah, sorry.
The coolest little card I got. Not now. You could have done this with any note. I'll say that. But my dad's friend from college actually like made a little bow tie, and then taped it to the card itself, which I thought was kind of cute.
That is cute.
And then I got a nice card from Elizabeth.
Oh, she's so supporting.
Yeah, she is. And she wrote the most on the cards of like anybody.
Well, she's a girl.
And my dad's known to like fill up a card.
I think she likes you.
Like she'll like, or my dad will do like a whole empty blank side and then half the written side, so that you can almost not read the words.
Oh my, really?
Yeah.
Does your dad have like that really good handwriting where it's really
absolutely
small
not
and precise?
I think
you got me.
I think him and Michael J. Fox are gonna have
her
doctor's signature.
Oh yeah, I was just like, whose signature is this?
He just writes so fast that I think everything slants like it's
just
going
slops,
90 miles an hour down
the
highway.
The pen down on the paper.
And he's like, oh my goodness, they're hearing this man type. As well, it's just like
more so than you.
Yeah. Well, I've got a mechanical keyboard, so it's supposed to do that.
I don't understand what's the mechanical part of it.
Well, hear the little clicky.
Okay.
Those are actually switches in the keyboard itself, so it's not just like a rubber
like
button,
a rubber pad.
Yeah, and each key will basically last longer than any key on any normal keyboard. That's why you get mechanical keys. And I get frustrated. I pound on my keyboard sometimes.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and it's backlit and it's got snakes on it and all kinds of stuff.
It does have a lot of, there's a lot going on that keyboard.
They have switches now that are silent. They're silent switches. So whenever you mess with your keyboard, it sounds like nothing.
So it's actually a mechanical keyboard.
Right. And each piece is an individual autonomous unit.
Autonomous.
Yeah.
Big words.
Yep.
Here on the mat.
I mean, I graduated. I got to use these $5 words, right?
Excuse me.
Thanks. What was that? Was that a nice cordon bleu? What is
That would be dinner plus beer number two.
Oh.
Slow down.
I'm catching notes of blizzard. Did you have a blizzard today?
No, that was yesterday.
Or maybe a chili dog or hot garbage.
Currently, hot garbage. Hey, look, I'm not like the. Isn't it like a Sesame Street character that lives in the garbage? Groucho Marx or something?
Hey! Hey, it's got like a green mustache or something.
Yeah, just some guy. I don't know. No, seriously, what is that guy's name? Pigpen?
No.
Jeez, let's cut. Let's go ahead and burn that bridge. Okay, so after the graduation ceremony.
Oscar the Grouch, that's what
it
is.
Yeah, there we go.
After the graduation, I think we did laundry. I don't remember.
Boring.
No, we came home and I was drunk.
Oh my!
He's a little tipsy.
Well, we can always. Most of this conversation got to be implied. Okay, so came home. Elizabeth was drunk, and you guys did laundry.
We did laundry. No, so, twink, twink. Say no more. Say no more.
Anyways,
I actually have some news.
Oh,
I found a job!
Yay!
Hooray!
That was a little disingenuous, but whatever.
I
The rest of this conversation, on the other hand, is 100% fresh and new. I have not heard anything about the new job. I just know it happened.
I won't say who I'm working for.
Yeah, we won't do that again.
But I will say that I'm in charge of like making websites for clients.
Yeah, what's your title again? Front end of developer?
Sorta. I am a computer programmer and graphic design specialist.
I like it.
I know, it's like four words.
And it also is like exactly what you went to school for.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I actually took a class on doing these very same things.
High five, yeah.
I finished my last project on a Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday. And then I spent Friday and Monday. No, Friday. I don't know. That sounds a little bit off. I went to the last class on Tuesday. I spent Wednesday and Thursday. No, I spent Tuesday and Wednesday looking for a job. I got an interview on Thursday.
Friday.
I had to work Friday. Okay, so it was probably Wednesday, Thursday. I was looking, and then the point is, I wasn't looking for very long, and I landed a job.
And that's really, yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah,
the interview. I mean, let's recap the interview. You walked in, you kicked the door in.
I kicked the door in.
You pulled up your britches. You threw your resume on the desk.
I threw my keg down. I threw a bear pelt and put the shotgun next to the chair.
I was going
to
imply that you pulled your pants down and he went, well, yours is bigger. You got the job.
I was just trying to go for like the manliest things I could think of. I was like shaving and.
Oh, I wanted to show you a little something. Can we take a little recess? Because we're at the 15-minute mark.
Okay. Oh. What do you got to show us?
So remember I was talking about Johnny Gill?
Yeah.
Well, we can only do 30 seconds for copyright reasons, but just give it a listen. Just bask in this. Wait, we're almost there.
Is it that one part?
No. You're going to get to hear this. You're going to get to hear this voice. He is.
No.
You are. No, he's not that high. I don't know. Just listen.
Oh. Are you trying to put me to sleep right now? It's like we're in an elevator right now. Oh, what was that, miss? Fourth floor?
Just shut up and listen.
Oh, dang it. I hit three. We're just going to have to go for three and four. Let's ride it through. So what are you doing this weekend? That's nice. That's nice. You got some groceries there. That's cool.
God damn it.
Eggs and orange juice.
No, it's obvious that you don't appreciate.
I don't appreciate you.
You don't appreciate the sweet, sweet, majestic lovemaking music.
I know. It's like something Patrick Swayze would be swooning a girl to, or making a girl swoon to, and like
maybe he would.
Put a bucket on her or something.
But I have to impress you.
Anyways. So yeah, that's who I was talking about. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but there was no joke. It's just I'm just throwing away the whole skit.
I was just gonna show you something. Hey, cocksucker! I just gotta show you something. All right. With that being said, God damn it, that church of what's happening now. Oh my god, I know I've already said it before, but for those of you that don't know, Joey Diaz is one badass motherfucker, and that podcast of his. It just cracks my shit up, man. Go check it out.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug. There you go.
I mean, whatever. It's warranted because they're actually like quality.
Yeah. Hey, and we're not.
Yeah, I mean,
we only talk for 30 minutes. They talk for like 2 hours.
They've got like months of material.
Oh, my. Yeah, dude, you go to Stitcher and it's just like episode after episode. They record like one or two a week. And they're like 2 or 3 hours. Well, Joe Rogan is like 3 hours long.
But. Oh my goodness. And he'll do his like 4 days a week.
Yeah, dude.
That's like, crazy.
Does he even do stand up anymore? Or does he just have friends over?
He just hangs out at the ice house and then does podcasts.
The ice house. Yeah, I keep hearing him talk about the ice house. It's like, it's probably just this like little club. I mean, I think that's what they would, because that's why they love it so much. It's a little comedy club.
Yeah, I think that's the new model for comedy clubs is to.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do like a theater. Yeah,
that way you can do radio spots on the spot.
Sure, sure. And actually, that's kind of why I would hope we could do that someday, but I don't know.
Can you imagine getting up at like 4 or 5 just to be on the radio?
Yeah, like a morning radio. Yeah, like Bob and Tom, goodness. Or what is that for the other radio shows in the morning?
Don
like,
and Mike, that's the only one I remember.
There used to be Stuck and Gunner on X103.
Stuck and Gunner!
That was like before you moved, actually.
Yeah. There was a Kid Craddock show in the San Antonio that I listened to. That was like syndicated radio.
Was it comedy based or was it just like a hey?
No, I mean they would be silly occasionally and there'd be skits, but it was pretty much about music. It's pretty dumb.
Gotcha. A little bit like news here and there.
They helped discover Justin Bieber or some shit like that.
Yeah, whatever. So the point is that I felt like showing you who Johnny Gill was. You obviously weren't impressed.
Sorry.
And thought it was
elevator music.
music.
So let's hear about the new job. Tell me all about it. Take the floor. You got 10 minutes to tell me about this. You got 10 minutes, dog. Anyways, just tell me about the new job.
To a new job, just making websites for clients. And it's about health, dietary supplements.
Uh-oh.
So I'm making websites about dietary supplements.
At least you're on that end of it.
Right.
And you're not like pushing the Ponzi scheme that is health and dieting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of those, man, they're just
we want your money.
Pyramid scheme left and right.
Yeah.
We found this
new extract.
Yeah. This new magical thing. Oh, did you
it crystallizes fat so you pee it out of your pee hole.
Oh god.
Sorry, I was coughing. That's funny.
It's like little Pac-Man dots.
There, I guess there was like some sorry. I guess there was some BuzzFeed article about four people that did the P90X
Buzzfeed.
Challenge. That's not a shameless plug. I'm just trying to talk about it. But yeah, I didn't have time at work to. I mean, I didn't have time on my lunch break to like view the video. But basically, I guess four people from BuzzFeed did the 90-day P90X challenge.
And what happened to them? Did they get stacked? Did they get swole?
I think they got like minimally stacked. I think that was like the point. Basically, right. Like they were trying to like show that yes, it's good for you, and yes, 90 days of confusing your body and beating the piss out of it is good, but it's not like the commercial good.
Right. But of course, these people are fit going in, so they look like a freaking Marvel statue.
It's like those shake weight commercials. It's like a professional bodybuilder, and he's like, yeah, I get up every morning and do my shake weight. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
That's how I make that my guy, veins dance. Look at him. Oh!
That guy has like the butterfly wings under his fucking armpits. Like those are like the muscles that bodybuilders have. You know what right. I'm saying? Like he's like up there just, oh yeah, like, just big old dick in my face.
Just shaking a small dog.
Seriously. And a fantastic South Park episode that makes
yes,
fun of that.
They did.
Oh, God. God. Yes, going to sleep mode. Yes.
Here's bus fare.
Here's cab fare. Doo-doo. Oh, and then Randy. Oh, Sharon. Oh, an old fashioned. He's like, oh, how'd you get so good? And of course, the other like side plot of that is that Sharon feels neglected, so she gets the shake weight. And has like this like love affair with a machine. And then Randy goes off and like talks. He listens to like sex phone lines of people cooking food.
Oh, yeah. The fridge.
He's like creme fraiche. And so he's like up late at night listening. He's like, do you baste the chicken? And she's like, Randy Marsh. And she like catches him talking like as if it's, oh, my God. And he goes to that cooking class. He gets all stressed out. He does like the thing at the school and.
They have like that, what was that, mini Iron Chef or something?
Yes, they have like an Iron Chef competition at the high school or the grade school.
So now you guys don't even need to see that episode. Pretty much just told you
bit
for
sorry.
Bit.
I guess we pretty much ruined it. Whatever, fuck it. Just watch the whole thing.
Speaking of bits, I had a question for you.
Yes.
Since you're trying to do some like radio spots,
it
would be interesting to see you like come up with characters.
Yeah, we could work on that.
Because like,
character bits.
Yeah, like what if we did the intro, or maybe we did a bit into the intro and then we just talked, and then if we didn't really have it much to talk about, we would just make the skit longer.
I mean
like, insider baseball, don't listen to that.
Like we don't have enough to talk about. Please.
Right.
I mean, we do done in 30, but really it's more like done in 45 or an hour, whatever I stop talking pretty much. Whenever
yeah.
I You know
yeah,
what?
Pretty much.
It's either, here's two things about me. It's either when I stopped talking or when I stopped interrupting you.
Yeah, that's true.
The female that I'm currently courting, I have noticed that I let her talk, but I interrupt the shit out of her and she just can't
just
get a word. Yeah. She'll start telling me something.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool.
And I'm not one of those lame asses that just goes like, uh-huh.
I'm probably one of those lame asses.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm kind of annoying to talk to.
I can tolerate talking to you.
I interject, motherfucker. You start talking, I want to hear
objection.
The
objection. Sustained.
Sidebar. Your Honor, yeah. If I may have the time to talk to the court. We off the air, Matt and I briefly discussed the possibility of maybe like a, you know, like what am I trying to find here?
Because, you know, as we do this, we're going to get a little bit more loose, you know.
Loose?
We're gonna get a little bit more professional.
I mean,
then we're going to start incorporating like a little bit more of a personality. Maybe I'll start doing voices or something.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be kind of fun to do like a call-in thing.
Yeah, like so many calls.
Once we figure out how to inject like sounds, I guess we can have like a soundboard on our phones.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's not it.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of sounds, there's a couple of sounds in a couple of TV shows that like I just can't get enough of.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, it's kind of stupid. But yeah, I mean, you get the point. Like we could just have like a random call in or whatever the case may be.
Right. But if you've ever seen Skins, they have this outro music which sounds like notes backwards.
I don't.
It's a British show.
Oh.
It's on Netflix.
Notes that are backwards?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like backmasking. Like whenever you say something backwards, so whenever you play it backwards, it says it forwards.
You're talking over my head.
It's really simple. Yeah, it was really big in the 70s and 80s.
Because I don't know what you're talking about, I can only assume you're insulting me at this point. So, yeah, college degree boy. I'm a college grad. I know things about the damn world, and you don't know. It okay.
I think you find your first character.
You like poorly educated redneck. Yeah, that's never been done before.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of slant on it, like something to make it a little bit. What about, I don't know, a redneck that talks in memes or something?
A redneck that has the internet. Yeah. So he's not like educated, but he is up to date on like kind of the internet shit you and I talk about. That'd be pretty funny. Yeah, because I mean
like a redneck talking about, hey, you seen that shiny ass of Kim Kardashian?
Man, I was on that Reddit the other day and I saw this meme of Bad Luck Brian. Man, he got himself a job and job was him editing porno films and the porno films had mothers in it. Man, that shit's fucked up, dog. I mean like, so I mean, I guess that could be like the joke. Like he has the internet, but he's just stupid and doesn't. Like, if you asked him who the president was, he would pull his gun out. Or, like, you know, if you said, like, hey, you know, how many moons does Earth have? He'd probably be like, I don't know. How many is my finger? You know, how many fingers are on my hand? It just, like,
how many fingers does it take to make you shut up?
Yeah, exactly. How many times does my fist have to hit you in the mouth? So, but that'd be great. But then you're like, okay. Like, but what would his name be? It had to be something like really ridiculous, like
original
Leroy.
Yeah.
Ooh, or like from No Country for Old Men. It'd be like Llewellyn.
Llewellyn.
He's like, you keep talking like that, I'm gonna take you back there and screw you. That's pretty good. Actually, I haven't drank anything in a while, so I got that. Got that voice.
That gravelly Tom Waits voice.
You keep talking like that, I'm gonna take you outside the trailer and beat you. But like, so like he, like if he were to complain about something, it would be the fact that like his trailer lost internet. And so like they don't have
milk. Went on down that Walmart, got that Walmart Wi-Fi.
They don't have milk in the fridge, but like he's got like a gaming PC.
I got T1 lined in from the from the satellite.
So he's basically just like a nerdy redneck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, if there is anybody listening to this show that feels offended by that comment, a nerdy redneck.
I mean,
please,
that's almost an oxymoron.
For the love of Christ, write us an email. You can say whatever you want. It could
and
just
that
be
is doneinthirty@gmail.com.
Yeah, doneinthirty@gmail.com. It's on the. You know what? If you can't fucking read the graphic on YouTube, then don't bother. You fucking. That's. I'm sorry.
You pawn scum.
Somebody pulled the mic away from my face.
Uh-oh.
So, God, that'd be funny. So, yeah. So, like, that's a... So, anyways, right there. We didn't have to smoke a bunch of dope and figure that out. We just came up with it on the spot. And then, if I was more prepared, I could pull out like a vintage phone ring, like, you know, like the, those phones from the Matrix, you know? Remember when phones used to come out of a wall?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like a fucking oh my God. Okay, real quick. My family friend posted a picture on Facebook about like 2 weeks ago. He saw a payphone.
Nice.
Like legit, middle of a parking lot, still there, still looked like it worked, but he said it didn't work. But
of course, of course.
A payphone.
Huh.
Our children and grandchildren are going to be like, what's a payphone?
They're not going to know that 1-800-CALL-COLLECT jingle. Was it C-A-L-L or A-T? Was it? C-O-L-L-E-C-T. Call collect.
I honestly do not recall that myself. I do know what collect calling is. My cousin used to. I swear he's not Jewish. He would.
This is gonna be a good story if you had to start it with. I swear he's not.
Because
Jewish.
When he would call his like brother long distance, and so it's like you have a collect call from, and the recording would be, "Hey, it's Colin. Call me back." And so he would just hang up and then call him. Can you believe that shit? Like the operator is
smart.
Yeah, I mean it's smart. I'm sorry, I shouldn't bring religion into this, but it was just funny because it's like he's making a collect call so that his brother could accept the payment and just do the collect call, or he could just call him. Like I guess in those days, I guess making the call yourself, you would accept the payment.
Right.
Well, anyways,
it doesn't cost anything to call the payphone, but.
Hey,
the
I meant to ask you before we got started here, why don't you pull your shirt down? Why don't you give me a little bit of view of that?
Is yeah.
Oh, that's fucking Doge. You have a Doge t-shirt?
Yep, three Doge Moon. Drink it in.
Okay, I'm done. We're at 30 minutes. I'm out. Three Doge Moon.
Son of a bitch. I'd like to plug my Midwest
why
Toy
isn't
Fest,
it,
which is
why isn't
on.
It three Doge Night? I mean, that's...
Son of a bitch.
All right, that's...
let me look up the exact times for Midwest.
Yeah, let's do some plugging here at the end of the show.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Midwest Toy Fest is June 6th through 7th, 2015 in the Indianapolis era. It's going to be at the... Okay. Wyndham Hotel, I think, or wherever the heck it is.
Yeah. Let's interrupt that plug real quick because I'm pretty good at that. Okay, so I give every movie a chance, and I'm going to see this movie. But in the newspaper today, they had 12 films, and it's like, what's in the theater? And so each of them had like a brief review. So it's like, it was like, I'm sorry, it just cracked me shit up. So it's like, what was like the pros or the cons of seeing the film basically, or like what it's got going for it. And all the movies had like something like a good, like sentence or two, but that new, like, the movie with, it's not Spy, but what's the two chicks. And they're like,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's got
the rather rotund lady from
Modern Family.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is just a terrible story now. I can't even think of the name.
Elizabeth, what is that?
I don't know.
Is it Melissa McCarthy?
No. That's Spy with Jason Statham. I actually heard that was pretty good. But no, it's got... Ah!
Let's consult the internet?
Yeah, let's do a quick little internet search. I'm going to say, okay, it's Sofia Vergara, the girl from... And then it's also got like the Legally Blonde chick. What's her name? Reese Witherspoon. Just look it up. Just look at whatever. What's playing in theaters right now? It's right there. It's click on it.
Well, it's not Mad Max.
Okay, no, it's got the
time lapse.
No.
The Name of My Daughter.
Okay, these.
The Film Critic.
All right. It's
I'll
not
see
on this
my dreams.
It's not on this webpage.
One cut.
Oh, right there. Hot Pursuit. Okay.
Hot Pursuit.
Okay. So each movie had something as like, you know, the pros, the cons. What is it?
Oh my God. This thing is pretty worth it.
I'm sorry. It is. It's going to be worth it. Every movie at least had something. This was when it said pro, the only thing it said was none. And then for the con. It was like It was like stale, like not, it was like something, something, something not funny. Oh my, it was the most brutal review ever seen in a newspaper. It was great. It was just none. And I don't know why, but that tickled me so hard at work. I probably laughed as long as we took it to fucking look that up.
Just,
I'm serious,
just sitting
dude.
By his lonesome waiting for somebody to come talk to him.
Yeah, actually, one of my coworkers.
Looking around like, oh, please come talk to me.
One of my coworkers made fun of me for laughing so much, and I explained why I was laughing. He didn't think it was that funny, but I'm sorry. So it's just like you're reading all the reviews, and then you're just like, none? And then it's like lame, tasteless, whatever. Just like a bunch of big words. And then it was just like not funny. Just
ow.
As a comedy, your goal is to be at least slightly humorous.
It got a 1 out of 4.
Oh,
that's still failing, Matt. That's still failing.
Super failing.
Anyways, well, regardless, it was just, I'm sorry that I will still see it. I love Reese Witherspoon. I love Sofia. Is it Vergara? I mean, it's not that I don't like them. I'm sure the movie's funny, but I mean,
Mike Birbiglia is in it.
I love Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Birbiglia.
Burbigs.
Burbigs.
On the Bob and Tom show, he has the secret public journal.
Yeah.
Always funny. Oh, he's so funny. He actually, dude, he's got his own movie. He does like a whole stand-up bit. He's pretty successful. He's definitely not like he's definitely not like a nobody that just, you know, that Bob and Tom are trying to promote.
Right.
He's done it all already, man. He's got his,
I mean, we know him.
He's got,
I wonder how many know the Birbiglia legacy. He's been on Netflix for a long time.
Yeah, like if he's a household name or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we can pull that. You ever heard of this Birbiglia? Who is this? Burbanks? You mean the street performer? The graffiti guy?
I'm trying to picture the guy that walked out of the theater and is like, he was like, so John, what'd you think of the movie? What's it got going for it?
Nothing! It's not funny!
He's like,
it's
nothing. Nothing.
I threw my popcorn. Bobcat. It was terrible.
Is that a Bobcat Goldthwaite?
No, that was an irate movie person, but no, it sounds definitely a lot like Bobcat Goldthwaite.
I can't even do it. Just well done. Bobcat. That's a mean Bobcat impression. Well
yeah,
done.
If I'm irate, it just comes out of me.
Did you ever see that movie Freaked? With one of the Quaid brothers.
13 threes, like FR 3333.
No, it's just called Freaked, and it's about the actor guy and all his friends. They go to like this carnival or whatever. It's called Freaked, and it's one of the
Bobcat Goldthwait's a
yeah, he's a sock. He's like
he's
the
a
sock.
Carny?
Yeah, he's like one of the he's like a hand in a sock, and it's a head of a guy. And he's like
telling
like,
people life lessons or.
Well, I don't know, but he's just hysterical. And there's one scene with these eyeballs walking with machine guns and they're like, no, but they move. And so Bobcat's like, out of my way. And he's like running and they shoot the shit out of him.
A sock? They shoot the shit out of a sock?
Yeah, that's kind of like a really out of context scene. Were we going to end this or?
Yeah, like anyway. a while ago. Well, we already did our outro plugs and everything.
Bitch. All right. Well,
done in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, more like done in about. Oh, you already said that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will shut up. You do the plug. I'll find some outro music.
I already did the plug like 10 minutes ago.
Nah, but you got to like do the website and your comic page
and all that
bullshit. I mean,
come visit me at mattattack.com. That is MATTATTAQ. That's
how do you
right.
Spell
super.
It? Oh.
Super obnoxious.
I'm a little behind.
Matt Attack was actually taken, so I had to go with the next best thing. And I was like, what about 2 T's and a Q? So I went with that.
So why don't you, because our listeners are a bunch of mouth breathers, redneck.
with their Walmart Wi-Fi.
Like at that McDonald's Wi-Fi. Just, you know, spelled a little slower.
It's his cousin's got a tire iron in his head and he's going to the hospital. He's like, they better have Wi-Fi.
Son of a bitch.
MATTATTAQ. That's where I'll post these podcasts so you can listen to it with your ear holes. And then you can go on YouTube. And I haven't really figured out the search engine optimization yet. If you type in done in 30, just a bunch of Let's Plays show up.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because I actually know how to do it. If you want to find our show, if you go to Google, you just type in done in 30, one word. and then type in YouTube as a separate word, pulls right up.
Interesting. Okay, so yeah, done my and
mom,
dirty YouTube.
My mom was actually asking me the other day. She wanted to listen to the show, and I said, yes, that's right. My mother supports us.
That's good.
Anyway, so...
we don't really talk about anything that's, like, too offensive, so we should be good.
Oh, whatever. I mean, my mom and I are, like, best friends anyway, so it's
whatever. That's sweet. That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Anyways, but, yeah, if you type in done in 30, one word, and just space YouTube, you will, you pull that shit up right away, son.
And then as we get people to watch it, it'll be higher in the list, so hopefully we can beat out these Let's Plays, which I don't understand the voyeurism of watching somebody play a video game.
Unfortunately, I do, but that's not for here.
I mean, if that's it's a video game you play, I understand that, but like...
That's a different discussion.
Maybe it's the personalities.
Actually, we can talk about that next week if you'd like. I can explain why I actually... Well, it's a pretty brief explanation, but I...
I kind of feel like a hypocrite now.
Because you do watch people play video games.
But I don't really watch them play video games. It's more of the commentary over it. In fact, I don't even watch them play the video games.
You're just listening to the jokes and
all
the ridiculousness that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's some Lynyrd Skynyrd. Goodbye, everybody.